good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, Rock the Vote Native Style, and we'll be doing this all the way up to election on Tuesdays. And I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. But we are rocking the vote Native style, and we're going to have South Dakota State Senator Red Dawn Foster on, and then also North Dakota's own House Representative Ruth Buffalo. So we are really stoked on this show, and right now...
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We will be at the Minnesota State Fair this season, starting Thursday, August 25th through Monday, September 5th. Come on down.
Hey, did you see one of our favorite vegan restaurants is going to be there?
Yes, the Herbivorous Butcher will be at the Minnesota State Fair. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that is exciting. We just had Red Dawn, and I think she fell off here, so I'm going to try and get a hold of her again.
Well, I'm excited about being at the Minnesota State Fair, and in the meantime, people can go on our website, Native Roots Trading Post, and you can buy any of our items online, and we can mail them to you. So
yeah, well, and we're so excited too. Just to talk a little bit about the fair. There's and people in North and South Dakota, in Iowa, and Michigan, and Wisconsin. All you guys that listen to us, we have the largest fair next to Texas, and we have on a good year, a record year. I think there was 2.2 million
in 12 days. Yep. And Ogama and I were talking about yesterday how important it is to vote in the primaries, not in just your presidential election, but November 8th is a really important time to get out to the polls and to elect officials that align with your beliefs and your things that you believe in, right? I mean, you know, we want women's rights. We want all kinds of things. So that's what we need to do. You need to get out and vote, not just for the president, but for your local senators, your state city council members, your senators, and all those important people.
Hey, you know, it's red alert time. It's school board. It's everything because the other side is loading up on all these. And we've saw what happened. Just recently with not only the Supreme Court, Wendy, but we talked about how airlines and masking. One judge in Florida that nobody knew of made it the mandate go away.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So let me try here and see if we got State Senator Red Dawn Foster on. You are on mute right now, and I don't see your picture, but... Are you there, State Senator?
Hi, I am here. So
awesome.
I may not be able to upload a picture. It's not letting me. And my Wi-Fi is too low, but I am able to join by voice.
You're perfect, yeah. And we'll pop a picture up. Ogama will pop a picture up of you, but that's not important. We since last time you've been on, State Senator, we have really expanded our network. We're in Wisconsin, Chicago, Michigan, Iowa, and of course the Twin Cities, and of course and on Spotify and iTunes and all those things. So I would love if you introduced yourself in a good way and tell our audience who you are.
Oh, well, thank you. As always, it's wonderful to be here and joining everybody. Madakyapi, Chaje Mitwaki, Adan Foster, Imachapi, Chantayuashtea, Napi, Chiyuzape. Hello, relatives. My name is Red Dawn Foster. I'm Ogla Lakota, born for Kiaani. My father is from the Navajo Nation, and he is Dene. I am state senator for District 27 in South Dakota, which encompasses the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And so it is so good to be here.
Right on. And it's great to have you. So now, are you usually, except now we had the census, so everybody has to run no matter how long. How long is your term, usually 4 years or is it 2 years?
So our terms here for state senate, as well as the House, is 2 years. And so that hasn't changed. I would be scheduled for re-election this November. However, what has changed because of redistricting is my district has expanded. We've added about 2,000 more Republicans. So it's going to be an interesting election. You know, I've had it was definitely not easy to win this district, but it will be much more difficult now.
Well, and that gets me into right away. I want to ask you because I read Dawn, you've been working with us when we did the symposiums during COVID on Sundays, and you've been on our show many times. I have a good memory, but it's short. So I would like you to put out there how our listeners can donate and support your campaign. So let's do that right now before I forget.
Oh, well, thank you for that because we could use all the help that is out there. I am at reddawn.foster@actblue. So if you went to Act Blue, which is the Democratic platform for fundraising, Act Blue, and you put in Red Dawn Foster, then you'll be able to bring up, and it's actually my picture will be there, and everybody will be able to donate to my campaign. So thank you for that.
Awesome. So, you know, I remember that your family, I remember when Clyde Belcourt was on one of our symposiums, and he, as you probably know, has passed away a few months ago, that he really got us all emotional because when you introduced yourself to him, he knew your family. And he also said that you were part of the dreams that they had back in the day, being a state senator. And do you remember that? Because I'm kind of getting teary-eyed thinking about that when he said that to you.
Yes, I do. It is something that I will definitely carry in my heart forever. And that is, it was really sad to lose Clyde Belcourt. He was a wonderful man, leader, and relative. So that was definitely a big loss. And yes, I will cherish that moment when he was talking about just the work that he and the leaders in that generation had done. He was a good friend of my father's, and I grew up with him, so I've known him since I was born. And I really appreciated just his strong words. And he said that it was the Reds, you know, that they had dreamt about coming and continuing the work. And so I really do feel that is what the positions in leadership, well, what you see happening now is really building upon what they were able to create the movement back then and expanding it and continuing those with human rights, indigenous rights, just reclaiming our language and land and protecting the water, just everything that was important to them. We're kind of that next generation to continue to work towards that. And I feel that running for leadership is just one aspect of having our presence here, that we're still here, we're connected to the land, and we're going to continue advocating for what's important to us.
Yeah, State Senator, this is Wendy. I have a question for you. So what strategy will you be taking this time now because of the redistricting?
So with the redistricting, I've had this will be the beginning. Well, if I'm reelected, it'll be my third term. And I've had the opportunity to work nonpartisan and really kind of just bring what's important for our whole district to the state. So my strategy is to go into the communities that are outside of the reservation and to meet with them. We have a really great opportunity here in South Dakota because of the ARPA funds to invest in what's important to us. And so just learn from the outside districts of the reservation what they'd like to see. And in those meetings, we've been told, you know, quality of life, access to affordable housing, making sure that our education is strengthened, and we're graduating kids that are ready for the world that we have now. So those are a lot of the things that we've been working on, as well as access to food. So just making sure that, you know, we're a big agricultural state, and making sure that our small owners, our smaller, you know, food processors and everything are, stay competitive, and they have the access that, you know, other larger corporations coming in, that, that they're protected. And then, of course, really focusing in Pine Ridge for to get out the native vote. We have probably the fastest growing youth vote. They graduated like 300 seniors, and majority of them are tribal students. Wow. And 18. So we've been working with the youth vote, and
Red Dawn, can you hold on for a break? We got to take a hard break right now. Can you hold on for another segment?
Yes.
All right, cool. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Rockin' the Vote. We're here with South Dakota State Senator Red Dawn Foster.
Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Course Breaks helps provide free digital textbooks to college students in underserved communities. But how does it work? Course Breaks works with a network of publishers that provide free digital textbooks to students with sponsorships covering the cost. These textbooks have been used in thousands of colleges and universities. And Course Breaks is currently being offered in all tribal colleges and universities and historically black colleges and universities. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Hi, I'm Rachel Shamblot. My dad is Dr. Scott Shamblot from Shamblot Family Dentistry. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, but you don't have to be. My dad makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun. He won't be mad if you haven't seen a dentist in a long time. He just wants to take care of you and your teeth. If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ShamblotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Smoked Chicken Liver Pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation,
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We will be at the Minnesota State Fair starting Thursday, August 25th through Monday, September 5th. Come on down.
Hey, we're doing Rock the Vote Native style here, and we have South Dakota State Senator Red Dawn Foster on, and we were really getting into a good conversation there, and all of a sudden we had a commercial. But I want to circle back and talk about all the young people that are going to be able to vote this cycle. And I think that's always something that's if we can ignite our base and our youngsters. And I know 2 years ago, you guys, that we had over 9,000 newly registered
voters
up north with mm-hmm. the tribes up there. So that was an amazing thing. So we're here with State Senator Red Dawn, and Red Dawn, that sounds exciting that you have these young people that are ready to engage.
Yes. What I've seen is just a huge push of young, informed, and engaged Native voters coming out. I have a really big push of young people asking to volunteer, asking about information, wanting to hold forums, and saying that, you know, I'm not just voting and registering to vote and going to vote, but I'm bringing my mom and my grandmother. And so it's really great to see this, you know, multi-generations coming out to vote, and they see the importance of it. And so when I say we have 300 newly graduated 18-year-olds, that's just on one reservation. We have 9 reservations here in South Dakota. So I really do see that the young Native vote will make a huge difference this election.
Yeah, and we do. And that's exciting to hear, too, because
hopefully that'll set off the redistricting and the 2,000 Republicans that are coming in. So,
right.
And we had somebody on, I can't remember who it was, that said once a young person votes for the first time when they're 18.
Robert Lilligren.
Yeah, then they will continue to do that throughout their lifetime. So I think that's great also.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have what's called the PAGE program, where high school students can come and volunteer for 2 weeks and work at the Capitol. And we have a huge interest in that. We had our first Native PAGE from our district this last term, and school hasn't even started, and we already have 5 signed up for this next session.
So, you know, it's so important. You know, especially when I was teaching high school, we run into, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan or Heather Keeler or our other Native legislators in Minnesota here. And it's just so important. And I thank them and I thank you that you're doing this, because it's so important for our young ones to see somebody doing what you're doing, and to be a mentor of all these young people. And it always gets me really emotional when I think about that and talk to, like, Peggy Flanagan. I say it to all the time, just like, wow, you're Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Minnesota. That's amazing.
It really is. You know, Representative Heather Keeler said something when she was running. She grew up in Pierce, South Dakota, which is the capital of South Dakota. And she thanked me for running. And she said, as a young woman, she had looked for other young Natives in positions of power to look up to. And she had them in schools in different areas, but there wasn't any in government. And so she had thanked me for that. And that really stood out. So from that conversation of just making sure that I go to these schools and I'm available, and for young people who may be interested in following that path.
Wow, that's excellent. Also, too, let's talk a little bit about policy. What really will get our base going to support you, and what are you really pushing in a good way with your running for office again?
So my focus this next term was going to be making sure that our young people, when they graduate high school, that they have the skill set to be competitive in this environment. And so looking at making sure that our students have access to STEM and different opportunities there. So it was going to focus more on education. And then because of several of the U.S. Supreme Court rulings, I think that I will be playing a lot of defense, making sure that legislation that's coming through, our worldview is represented in them, that, and our voice is heard. And so making sure that I get that information back to my community, because I'm anticipating legislation coming through that isn't favorable to the Native communities.
Say, we have our next guest on, and I want Representative Ruth Buffalo to say ahoo to you and say hello. It's just great to have two strong women on at the same time on the show running for office. So, Ruth, say hi to Red Dawn.
Dosha. Hi, Senator Red Dawn Foster. It's awesome to hear your voice and to be in the same virtual space with you this evening.
Yes, so wonderful to see you. It's been some time. We communicate often through through text or email, but I just want to say she is so amazing. When I first came into office, or actually when I was running, she reached out to me and said, if there's anything that I can do, please let me know. And her legislation was very influential in the legislation that we brought. So having this Native legislator network is so important for us. And so thank you. Wonderful to see you and great to be here with you.
Montagadads, and my sentiments as well. You're amazing. And just feel more confident knowing that there are other Native women out there, you know, in the same good fight that we are in as well.
That is awesome. And, you know, I had an opportunity to meet you both, like when we did those symposiums on Sunday that really gave a lot of people information all over Turtle Island, how people were making it through. And I know, Red Dawn, you had COVID at least once that I remember. And I mean, how are you feeling now?
Actually, I did not have COVID. So I just had a cold apparently. We're continuing to make sure my immune system's strong, and I started from that experience taking vitamin D shots. So just making sure that I'm healthy and staying safe.
Right, and you have to go, and we're able to now in this cycle. Ruth is doing a lot of this on social media. As you guys are going, are you going door to door as much as Ruth? Because, wow. State Representative Ruth Buffalo, I see you out there doing your hard work, and with gerrymandering and all this crazy redistricting stuff, both you guys are working really hard, I imagine. How are you doing, Red Dawn?
So we've been out in the community a lot, again, working with the youth vote. So that's more of just kind of when school is in, meeting with them at schools, and then some community work, usually events. My district is very spread out, so when door knocking happens, we could be out there for several hours and hit four houses. So we tend to do events. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, you know, I want you to, because the segment's wrapping up here and then we're going to be with Ruth, I want you to give information about how we can support your campaign, what we can do, your Facebook to follow you, and what we can do here in the five-state area to support your campaign.
Thank you again. Both Facebook and Instagram is at Red Dawn Foster or at Senator Red Dawn Foster. For Instagram, and then on the Act Blue, and I see that you have the Act Blue, ACTBLUE.com. Just put in Red Dawn Foster. So, yes, I would love to hear from anybody. Follow me, and thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Pinigigi, for being on. And it's great to have both you leaders on at the same time. But we're going to have State Representative Ruth Buffalo up next. Red Dawn, we'll stay in touch. Love to have you on again and have updates and support your campaign and everything great you do. So, Pinigigi, again, for being on.
Wonderful. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Hi, Juwoni. We'll see you. Oh, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents Rock the Vote Native Style.
Stay with us.
Up next, State Representative Ruth Buffalo.
COVID vaccines are safe and available for anyone over the age of 6 months, and booster shots are available for anyone over the age of 5. Getting vaccinated will protect you from severe illness and hospitalization from COVID. If you're still not sure about getting vaccinated, talk to your doctor. They can answer any questions you have about safety and vaccine effectiveness. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Warmer weather is here, and that means it's time for home improvement projects. If you're planning a remodel or property upgrade for your home or business, switching to solar energy should be part of your project, and All Energy Solar can help. Most home improvement projects don't pay for themselves until the property is sold, but switching to All Energy Solar is an investment that can actually pay for itself even if you don't sell your property. In fact, after 30 years of operation, solar energy could pay back 300 to 400% of the cost. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar is built to last, not just for years, but decades. Most systems from All Energy Solar come with a 25 to 30 year warranty. So make your home improvement project a better investment that can last and pay for itself by switching to All Energy Solar. Get a free no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com. That's allenergysolar.com.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on-site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the independently owned Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
What's the one thing you can't buy? Time. Warner Stellion saves time for busy homeowners with convenient assistance from selection to free professional delivery. No wandering the paint aisles or scheduling with different delivery contractors. Something else we could all use more of? Money. Warner Stellion has the lowest prices of the season with 5% savings you won't find anywhere else. The specialists at Warner Stellion make appliance shopping simple, and they'll help you stack deals that are too low to advertise. Visit our 10 Minnesota stores or shop online with expert chat at warnerstellion.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Clear skies overnight with a low of 61, then sunshine Wednesday with a high of 81. Nightingale at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood bar and restaurant. Now open daily from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. with their full menu available until midnight. Check them out today at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're doing Rock the Vote Native Style every Tuesday on Native Roots Radio, mm-hmm. and we're really excited to have a guest that we have on pretty frequently and to check in. And I know State Representative Ruth Buffalo is really busy, so we really appreciate her stopping in and checking in with us and how we can support. And I know it's a lot of work, and I see you doing a lot of door to door with your family, and it looks fun though too because you get your little chihuahua with you. And so, how is it going, Ruth?
Yeah, Dosha. Thank you. Or Dosha, hello. Thank you, Mazagidads. Sorry, mine's kind of all over the place. I'm dialing in from my mom's house in Mandaree, which is located on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. Was invited to say a few words at a grand opening for a grocery store here in the Mandaree community. And then our twin nephew's birthday party was yesterday, so we'll be heading back to Fargo tonight or early tomorrow morning. But things are going good, just trying to get to the doors as much as possible. You know, with redistricting, we have, to begin with, we are one of the larger districts within Cass County. All of the Democratic nonpartisan leaguers come out of Cass County. But although we are a sliver of representation within the state legislature, they say our caucus is small but mighty. So just hoping to carry the good work forward that has been laid before us by others who have gone before us, but also to build on the work that we've been fortunate enough to engage in. But again, just really trying to talk and connect with as many voters as I can, you know, build a personal connection at the doors and continue.
Wow. And that's great. And you're Ruth4nd.com. And is there other sites that we can, and I want to get this out of the way because Ruth, you've been on our show long enough to know that I'm kind of a nincompoop, so I got to remember this stuff and get it out right away. So she said, yeah.
Yes, in that respect. But as far as like the sites, I think if you just go to Ruth4nd.com, it'll link you to all the different social media platforms, but Instagram and Twitter, I am Ruth4ND, just like the website. And then Facebook, I believe, is Ruth Buffalo 4ND. I have to double check on that because it's the same Facebook page that I used when I first ran in 2016 in a statewide race for insurance commissioner.
Wow, that's exciting. You know, how are you feeling? It seems like you're getting a lot of good vibes, knocking on the doors. How is that going for you?
The doors are going great. It's, you know, really, I love connecting with people and on a personal one-on-one level. And so it's been going great. But it's really hard to say how the November outcome will be because we're in very different times. And I don't need to tell you that. I'm sure you're already aware. You know, we're in very challenging times and we're also in very polarized times. So, but the conversations have been good. I've had a man who is an openly Trump supporter from, you know, a flag on his front deck and stickers on his screen door. And he openly shared that he's going to vote for me, you know, so it's, really? It's refreshing. And I think people just want to be heard. And that was the common theme that I heard in 2016 across the state of North Dakota is that people just felt like they were never being heard. And to even meet a candidate for the first time was something that they had never experienced. And for me, that was really touching. And that's what has kept me in this political arena, I guess you could say, is wanting to reach more people like me who often feel like they've never been heard.
I hope people that are running for office just heard that because that is so, so important, Ruth. And get someone's back there. Hey, but, you know, Wendy handed me a great question and she said, what are people telling you that they're, what are their concerns?
A lot of the concerns is inflation. A lot of the seniors or those approaching retirement are concerned of being taxed out of their home, out of their houses, their property, because that was also a common theme when I ran in 2018. A lot of seniors who are on a fixed income were concerned that they weren't going to be able to afford their mortgage or even just their property taxes and the special assessments, which is a big thing in the Fargo area. And with redistricting, we now have two other small rural towns in my district, Horace and Oxbow, which are ranked number one and two as the most wealthiest towns in North Dakota. So I've been door knocking, going door to door or canvassing in Horace for about the past month now. And it's an interesting town. There's about 4,000 people, but really falling in love with the people there.
Wow, that is really cool. That is really cool. And your daughter now, your oldest daughter, she's able to help you campaign more, it seems like. That must be exciting for you and for her.
It is, but, you know, but I'm, you know, very protective, you know, as any mother would be. So I'm, you know, cautious as well, you know, in putting her in that space and just wanting to make sure that she is protected as much as I can protect her. But, yeah, it's been a good experience so far. You know, she's asking questions more and curious about different issues. And yeah, she comes with me every night when we door knock. She trails me in her vehicle. And so, you know, with that, I really want to extend an open invitation to others who want to come and door knock with me. I had a young lady join me this past Sunday and it was great. But we also have my daughter kind of trailing us, and it almost feels like security or surveillance in a way. So it's nice, you know, that she's kind of trailing and keeping watch over our surroundings as well to make sure that we're safe.
That's a really good point. And I think, you know, for instance, us in the Twin Cities here, we're pretty safe in a lot of locations here for our representatives and senators to win. We need you guys that are in situations like that to go out and help Ruth Buffalo and help our other candidates that door knock and all these things. So make a trip out to the Dakotas and help. That is exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I've had people from across the state, Bismarck, Mandaree, offer to come out and door knock or, you know, bring a busload of people to help canvas and do an overnight trip. So definitely welcoming all the help that we can get, and also really want to make a special push to encourage people to vote. Within this June primary, we had less than 18% of the population in North Dakota turn out the vote. And in, I was going to say in general, but in, With regards to a general election, we have also less than 60% of the population in North Dakota come out and vote during a presidential, you know, election or general election that's going to happen in November. We're midterms, but midterms, it's even less, less turnout. So, you know, higher turnout during presidential elections, which is going to be in 2 years. But right now we're in a midterm election and our numbers are very low as it is to begin with. So we have to try to find ways to, you know, restore hope with amongst the people and get them out to the ballot box. We did have some kinks, you know, during the June primary in Fargo, within the New American community. And also myself, I experienced a small hiccup firsthand voting on the day of the June primary where I was given the wrong ballot. And so people need to know that if you receive the wrong ballot, if you don't see your district 27 legislators' names on the ballot, you need to make sure you get a good ballot, an accurate ballot, a correct ballot. But most people don't go back and correct that change. They just vote on the ballot they're given and submit it. So we need to make sure we're also doing a lot of voter education as well. So,
well, I think it's really important, and I really appreciate you being on, because I think it's really important to ignite the base, too. So to get the people that are like-minded thinkers out there that don't think that they have a chance to make a difference in their state. So it's really important because I know every time Trump would go on a radio station, people would listen and they'd ignite things. And I think the Democratic Party is just starting to realize that they need to do things like that. They need to be available like you've always been with us. And I see you everywhere too. So you're available to speak your truth and ignite our base. So I want to say Pini Gigi to that because that's so important.
Thank you in the Hidatsa language. Just, you know, being a helper, and I'm more comfortable being behind the scenes, you know, but have been pushed out in front these past few years. And so just trying to do the best I can and carry the people's voices forward on their concerns and make sure that, you know, their voices are front and center and that they do feel welcome in the legislative space. You know, I want to refer back to our sister Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. She used to always say she's making sure the doors to the state capitol are wider so that more people can get through those doors, more community members. And I remember back when we were doing SB 2304, that it's a new law that now requires Native American history to be taught in all schools in the state of North Dakota. But there was an elder woman there who was, you know, there to support the bills and the process. And she had shared with us that it was her very first time being in the state capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota. And so it just kind of gets you choked up and makes you want to work harder to get more people in that legislative space because elected officials work for the people.
Exactly. State Representative Ruth Buffalo, do you have time for another quick segment after a quick break, or do you got to fly? Because I know you're with your family.
Sure, I can do another quick segment for
right on. Sign-off.
I have a question when we come back. Maybe you could think about it during the break. But I'm wondering about voter suppression in your area. Have you seen it? What's happening with that?
Yeah, let's get back to that. You're listening to Native Roots Radio, Rock the Vote Native Style, here on Tuesday nights, and we're here with State Representative of North Dakota, Ruth Buffalo. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Okay. Hey, we're here with South Dakota State Representative. North Dakota House Representative Ruth Buffalo, and we're just finishing up with her, and Wendy had a great question with Ruth, and that's like she kind of experienced a little voter suppression by getting the wrong ballot, but what else is going on that you see in the voter suppression area?
I mentioned earlier that members within our New American community, Fargo-Moorhead metro area has a large population of New Americans. You know, we were one of the significant locations for the refugee resettlement program, which was challenged even at the city, county, and state government level. So within every jurisdiction, back in 2017, I believe, the refugee resettlement program was challenged by certain lawmakers. And one of the nonprofits that one of the agencies that supported the refugee resettlement program actually closed its doors in the last legislative session. So lots of history there. And so Cass County has a large refugee resettlement program population, New American population. So many members within the New American population were turned away from voting. And so we have early voting in Fargo. Early voting starts in early September. So that's why right now is really crunch time, these summer months to get to the doors. Because by October, a lot of people, majority of the people within Cass County have voted already. But voting the day of during voting in person during early voting is when a lot of our New American community members were turned away. And so they're working. There's different groups within North Dakota who are working to address voter suppression. But it's important to note that within Cass County, that's where the majority of our Democratic Nonpartisan League legislators come out of. I mean, that's the bulk of representation for Democratic Nonpartisan League legislators. So it's no surprise that voter suppression is actually kind of hanging around within Cass County, which is unfortunate. But we have to really pay attention as community members to make sure that this is being addressed properly and correctly. And so I did also, with my receiving a inaccurate ballot the day of the June primary, also reported that, but still going to follow up with the Secretary of State's office myself to make sure that that doesn't happen during the general election. So,
yeah. Wow, exactly. And then, you know, newer voters might not know the difference. And oh, my goodness. So that's a lot of hidden really shady kind of stuff. So we know that you're super busy, you're with your family, and we really appreciate the time that you spend with us and spent with us tonight. I would like to just give you the floor and mention, you know, how to support you and anything else you'd like to say before we let you go.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you know, I just want to say Mod Ziggidods, thank you, and the Hidods of Language for inviting me on this evening. Also, you know, just if people could send good vibes, good thoughts and prayers, you know, really it does make a difference because you're putting that out into the universe, and it does make a difference. So I just hope that we continue to lift one another up and support one another. And then actual, you know, boots on the ground is also helpful. But if you're not able to be boots on the ground with the campaigns, you know, just, you know, sending even words of encouragement. You know, I get little notes in the mail or even via text or via message. And those really go a long way, because it is sometimes a lonely road to be in. But, you know, it's worth it because you're working for future generations, as you can see in the background here. But so, yeah, just, you know, any type of words of encouragement, sending good vibes, I'll take it. And then, like, of course, you know, Ruth4ND's got my ACBLUE link, and it'll link you to all the other social media platforms as well.
Excellent. And I try to share everything that comes across my Facebook and Instagram that you put up, because it looks like you're having a lot of fun with your family and you're doing it in a good way. So thank you, North Dakota House Representative Ruth Buffalo. Thank you so, so much for stopping in and saying these good words, and keep up the great fight.
Thank you. Mazakidads.
All right. Wow. That was awesome. You know,
it must be a really hard, lonely time. Like she said, you know, you're out there, you're knocking on doors, you don't really know what kind of response you're going to get. I love the story that she, you know, went up to the guy who had the Trump flag out and stickers on his windows, and she did it anyway. I don't know if all politicians would do that, but I think that that's great. And she, you know, met him where he's at, and hopefully he's going to vote for her. I think that's fantastic.
Right. Yeah. And it's always great to hear some stories from these guys running, because it's you know, the pictures that go you know, through YouTube and Facebook and all those places, that she's doing a good thing, you know. Yeah. And she's having fun doing it and meeting the people, and that's important, that people need to feel represented.
Right. I wanted to ask her too, our last guest said that, you know, or was it Ruth who said 350 students are graduating and then there's 9 reservations?
Red Dawn
said that. Yeah. I wanted to ask Ruth also if she knew how many, you know, kids are eligible right now in her area where she can vote. You know, that would be great too, to get those kids to do that.
So it's Rock the Vote Native style on Tuesdays, but we kind of lied a little bit about that. And I think, Wendy, you might have some sacred animal.
You want me to do a little bit of sacred animal? You know, I always have something in my back pocket that I save for everything. I was going to do this tomorrow, but I'll start it now and I'll finish up tomorrow. I wanted to talk about the life cycle of black bears. And the reason why I wanted to do that now at this time is because spring and summer is where bear families break up. Between May and July.
Like a divorce?
After the cubs' second winter. So in May and July, yeah. So listen to this. This is kind of a little bit of a sad story. I only have two minutes, but So, but this is nature and this is how it goes. Mother black bears are devoted, vigilant, and infinitely patient while raising their cubs, who enjoy more than a year of their undivided attention. But in the late spring or early summer, which we're in now, about 18 months after their birth, the cubs must start fending for themselves when their mother breaks up the family. Yeah, isn't this sad? So scared and distressed, the cubs, now called subadults, are flung into the world so that their mother can breed again. Alone and susceptible to a wide range of dangers such as trophy hunting, sibling subadults may attend to each other.
Oh, look at that one talking.
Yeah, so subadults may attend to each other, eating and sleeping, and even rendering the den together in the winter. It's during this time of the family breakup in their lifestyle that you may see young black bears wandering around, especially young males who need to disperse further from their natural area to find a new home to avoid inbreeding. So they need to go away and find their own home and, you know, see where they're going to live and find their own families. And when they're displaced, they may come into human dominated areas. So this is a really big problem with these young males who are really forced out. The mother basically kicks them out.
My mom tried to do that.
I know, right? But some of the bears, you know, the males and the females, they do try to get back in the den with the mom. And, you know, the mom's mean, and she just tells her, well, they need to get out on their own. They can't be, you know,
leeching off the
bear
parents.
Babies, the whole, like, you know, like a man baby.
Easy.
They can't be
easy.
A bear baby the whole time. But I have a whole story that I'll talk about tomorrow when I have more time about now. What do we do now with these little bears who don't really know what they're doing? They're trying to figure out, you know, they did have a whole year with their mom. So hopefully they had a good mom who taught them how to fend them for themselves and build a den and, find food and look for a mate and live on their own. When they do come into human territory, what we can do to help, avoid any conflict. So I'll be talking a little bit about that tomorrow.
When you talk about bears, I always want to do my, hey, boo-boo, let's go get some of picnic baskets.
They are adorable. Seriously, they are so cute. Yeah, they're really cute. So if you're watching us online, Ogama just found a whole bunch of, I just told her at the last minute, can you find some bear pictures? And she's like, well, what color bear? Black, brown, or white? And I was like, well, yeah, that's a good question. Black bears. So thank you, Ogama, getting that up, those pictures up so fast and really finding great ones too.
Wow. And I want to thank the guests here.
Yes.
You know, South Dakota State Senator Red Dawn Foster, who was on earlier speaking her truth, and of course North Dakota's House Representative Ruth Buffalo. We just got to support our sisters and our brothers that are like-minded, and especially our indigenous native people running.
Yes.
You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents Rock the Vote Native Style. We'll be on tomorrow, and again, thank you, Wendy, for everything, and Ogama, thank you as well. We'll see you tomorrow.